Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in for Lori Walsh today. The relationships we cultivate in our lives are essential to happiness, but what about our health? In the Moment, producer Josh Heyer is with me now in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls to help us answer that question. Hey, Josh, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing great. So who are you introducing us to today?
Today we have Dr. Nathan Dykert. He's an associate professor at Black Hills State University whose research focuses on examining how people's environment and mood relate to physical health. Nathan, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So Nathan, a lot of your research focuses on this concept of gratitude and the effect of how gratitude plays a role in our mental and physical health. Can you start out by really defining what that means in terms of your research?
Well, in terms of what it means in my research, what I usually look at are these emotional experiences that are elicited by receiving help from other people. And that's usually what I'm talking about when I'm talking about gratitude, is those thoughts and feelings that you have when you receive help from others. And when it comes to social support, it's really those interactions that people have with one another that provide help to them during times of stress. And I like to look at the relationship between the social support people receive and the feelings of gratitude and how that can help us cope better with stress and help us to feel better emotionally as well as physically.
And in your research, you call gratitude a stress buffer. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. So obviously, as people are going throughout their days, they experience situations that are going to be stressful, either in relationships or jobs or in a number of other areas as well. And so people have a physical reaction to that and a psychological reaction to that. And it's good to have those reactions. Stress kind of serves as a motivator to want to get things done. And so the problem is that sometimes these reactions continue for a long period of time, or they are really extreme. So it's possible that, you know, your blood pressure soars when you become stressed. And so having a stress buffer simply means that there's something in the environment that it might not get rid of that negative physical or psychological reaction, but it might help reduce that reaction. And what we know based on the research is that social support is one of those factors that will help people during times of stress not have those extreme reactions. And what we're finding in our research is that gratitude is actually making support better at doing that. And so people who are more grateful tend to have less reactivity to stress in both terms of mental health and also in terms of physical health.
So the hypothesis behind that, let me make sure I'm getting this clear. You're saying that Someone can be stressed out because they're not grateful on account of them feeling obligated, or could you touch on that?
Sure. Sure. So one of the things that we've discovered in some of the research we've done is that when people receive support, if they also have feelings of gratitude, that makes the support better at reducing those negative psychological and physical responses. And so what we think is going on is that people who are grateful may be better able to accept support from other people, because sometimes people will have a reaction to support that I have to pay you back. So if you do something nice for me, I might have that reaction of, or think that I have to pay you back and that I owe you. And when you have those thoughts, that is going to decrease the effectiveness of support in terms of promoting those positive health outcomes. And one of the things that I think is going on is that when people receive support, if they're more grateful, they're less likely to have those thoughts. And so they're more able to accept and be willing to accept support that is being offered from other people.
Right, I gotcha. All right, so in your research, you also state that gratitude is believed to function as a benefit detector. Could you elaborate on what a benefit detector is?
Sure. This is something that has actually been hypothesized, and it's been around for a number of years, even before my research, but it's kind of what I use as a basis for some of the work that my colleagues and I do. It's essentially this thought that as emotions have evolved, they serve a purpose. There's a function for these emotions, and that certain emotions may elicit and cause us to behave in a particular way. And so gratitude is no different than any other emotion in that sense. So when we receive support from other people, we have these positive psychological reactions, and that's kind of what that benefit detection is getting at, which is gratitude, when you experience or when people experience that emotion, it's there to kind of alert the individual to what's going on in their social environment. And so receiving support from other people, if it elicits gratitude, that can then serve the function of alerting that person that, hey, there's someone in my environment that's doing something nice for me, that's helping me in some way. And that can be useful down the road in terms of not only aiding and promoting these positive psychological and physical health outcomes, but also in terms of aiding in survival. And so that's all that benefit detection means, is that there's an awareness of what's going on in my environment, and that gratitude is alerting me to people who are doing good things for me.
Right. So we're all a lot happier when we have a lot of friendships and things like that. And a lot of your research talks about those relationships and how they play a role. I want to touch on the types of relationships, the quantity of relationships we have, and the quality of those relationships. Do some of those draw stronger correlations to health and well-being? You know, versus, like, for example, I saw in your research, a marriage can make a big difference in someone's life versus being single and things like that. I thought that was very interesting. Can you touch on that?
Sure. If my wife is listening, that is absolutely, absolutely true. So there is research that has kind of looked at social support and relationships in more of a numerical sense, so simply looking at how many social connections do you have. And there's other research that has looked at the quality of relationships and the quality of those supportive gestures. And so both tend to support this idea that support is good. So if you have a larger support network, that tends to be predictive of better health outcomes, and quality is certainly something that is important as well. There's been some research looking at receiving support from strangers versus friends. And what you typically see is that individuals who have better quality relationships, or I should say support coming from relationships that are of higher quality, tend to be better at reducing stress. So they both tend to suggest that support is beneficial. When you look at comparing quantity versus quality, which one's the stronger predictor, more often it's the quality that's driving that. And in fact, if you look at some research, just having one person, just having one confidant that you can talk to and trust and is there for you, to listen to you and to help you, that tends to be kind of the magic number. But those confidant types of relationships are usually also associated with incredibly high quality, a lot of intimacy. And so you tend to see the quality aspects being important in driving those social the benefits of social support.
So you're telling me one quality relationship can outcompete my 3,000 Facebook friends, huh?
I would go with the one quality relationship every time. Yep.
Sure. Okay. So how is this sort of thing measured?
In terms of the research I do, most of my research at the moment is kind of looking at gratitude and social support simply through the use of surveys and questionnaires. So I ask people, tell me a little bit about, how often do you have these types of thoughts when it comes to gratitude? How often are you grateful? How often are you appreciative of the little things? And, I wouldn't have gotten as far as I am without the help of other people, those types of questions. And with social support, I just kind of break it down into whether or not you think you have support available, which is often referred to as perceived social support. And that's actually the type of support that's most strongly connected to, in particular, mental health outcomes. So do you think you have someone to count on in times of stress? Do you think you can talk to somebody? Do you think that somebody in your support network would loan you $5 if you needed it? But there are other ways to look at it. In one of our studies, we had people write about someone they were grateful for. So we tried to induce these more emotional characteristics of gratitude where you're kind of feeling that more in the moment. And we just ask people to write about someone that they're grateful for, about a situation that came up where someone did something nice for them and that they felt grateful. Also during our lab, when we have experiments that we run, we will actually offer social support. So we like to stress people out and have people give speeches, which is everyone's favorite thing. And so during the speech, we will have our research assistants who are trained, they'll offer supportive gestures. So every 30 seconds or so, they'll nod their head, they'll smile, they'll say, wow, that's a really great idea, to just kind of encourage the participant that they're doing a good job. So there's a number of different ways that you can kind of look at these different variables. A lot of it really has to do with what your research question is, and what resources you have available. So those are typically the ways that we look at gratitude and social support in our lab.
So, Dr. Dykert, with our last minute here, yeah. Could you just quick, what do you think is the biggest takeaway and most important things for South Dakotans to understand regarding this research?
Well, I think one of the things that's important is to understand the importance of having high-quality relationships and the importance that they have in regards to our psychological well-being. And so if you have those, obviously make use of those. And that gratitude and other factors as well can actually impact those to kind of make the relationships, the effect of relationships stronger. That would be sort of the take-home message that I would want folks to know about my research.
All right. Well, Dr. Nathan Dykert, thank you so much for coming
on. It's my pleasure.